This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
During the great financial crisis, Sheila Bair was the head of the FDIC, the government outfit that insures the bank deposits of typical Americans. She saw the mortgage crisis with greater clarity earlier than just about everyone. I recently spoke with her on the air about the lessons of all that as part of our divided decade coverage we're doing on the deeper meanings of the crisis 10 years on. I also asked her what she is worried about now, here in 2018. Listen to what she told me.
Student debt, yes. I am very well. I just don't like unaffordable debt, period, you know, and there is so much. It's a huge fiscal problem, too. We got about $1.3 trillion of federal student debt now. Very, very high default rates. A recent report just came out. For those who graduated in 2004, default rates will approach 40%. So I have been a big advocate of something called income share. It's an approach they use in some European countries as well as Australia.
Yeah, so this notion of income sharing, how does it work?
So it's basically a contract. If the government did it, a student would enter into a contract with the government, that the government would provide funding up to a certain common sense level for their college education. But the idea is you pay back a percentage of your income, so it's always affordable. You know, after a certain period of years, your obligation ends. And it has nice features from an economic standpoint as well, because, again, when you get into a downturn, people lose jobs, have their hours cut back, what have you.
But they wouldn't have to pay back as much.
Their payment automatically adjusts. Unlike debt that's fixed, you default on the loan, the bank or the government in this case has to take a loss. That cuts back on other consumer lending. You don't have that with income share. The payment automatically adjust with whatever your income level is.
But where are we with this public policy proposal? It's not just you, but it's not front and center in Washington either, is it?
No, it's not. It's frustrating. So there are colleges. Purdue, for instance, has launched an ISA. A couple of other liberal arts colleges, some coding schools have launched ISAs. These are being funded from private sources, and so private sources are going to be looking for returns. So I think it would be very helpful if philanthropy and government, particularly government, would step up and at least fund some pilots. My guess is that it's going to be better for everybody. It's going to be better for the student. It's going to be better for taxpayers. It's going to take the stress of debt off of the shoulders of the student. It's really, the risk is almost exclusively on students now in terms of being able to pay back that debt. There's no skin in the game for the college other than some accountability rules that are quite complex and primarily apply to for-profits. So getting, you know, focused on the students and having colleges share in the risk if the students do not succeed in the workforce, I think that's an important feature of this.
Sheila Bair ran the FDIC during the great financial crisis. She's now the chair of the Non-Governmental Systemic Risk Council. Back in 2009, actually, Bair was ranked the second most powerful woman in the world, just behind Chancellor Merkel of Germany. Did the government meddle too much during the financial crisis? Put that phrase into a search engine, and you'll get to the other part of my conversation with her.